I have a dream that one day, two students can collaborate on a project from the comfort of their own homes.
That one day, people's email boxes won't be cluttered with multiple copies of a project.
I have a dream that one day there will be a writing program that combines things such as Microsoft, Excel, PowerPoint, and SurveyMonkey all into one.
A dream that one day a person will be able to access their project from any computer with internet access.
I have a dream that one day people will no longer have to worry about losing their work if their computer crashes.
That dream has come true.
Today on our podcast, we will be talking to many students about how Google Docs puts the ooh in uber cool. Here is Mikhail, a student from West Junior High, talking about Google Docs collaboration.
Imagine, it's 9 o'clock at night and you still have to finish your huge English project with your partner because it was the only time you could get together. If given the option, would you rather drive to your partner's house, hurriedly put something together, and then drive home, or sit at your computer and put together a neat and organized presentation? With Google Docs, location isn't a problem when it comes to working in a group. When you create a Google Docs, you and your partners can create, edit, collaborate, and choose who can view your work, all online, which means everyone can help, even if you can't meet at the same time or place.
Here's Zach, another student from West Junior High, talking about what happens if your computer crashes.
What are you going to do if your computer crashes with all your work saved on Word? You're going to have to type it up all over again. But with Google Docs, you can go on any computer with internet connection and just log in onto your Google Docs account, and boom, there it is. There's no more worrying about your computer crashing while you're working. Google Docs is always up and always running.
Here's Emily, a student from North Junior High, talking about how Google Docs keeps your inbox clutter-free.
When creating a paper, you often have to type it in Microsoft Word and then email it to a partner so they can edit it and then email it back to you. Now suppose you have a group of five versus one partner. That makes for a lot of copies in your inbox, and if you're sending the updated paper multiple times, things can get pretty messy. With Google Docs, a person can edit the project and it will save and update immediately, so there's only one copy. With only one copy, there's less copies, less confusion, less of a headache, and it helps you to finish your paper faster and easier.
Here's Ian from Eisenhower Elementary talking about how Google Docs has many applications.
Not only can you collaborate on writing documents, but on slideshows, spreadsheets, and even surveys. You can use a survey to get data, the spreadsheet to graph the data, and put the graphs in a slideshow to present to boards, business partners, banks, or just to prove a point. Google Docs replaces Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, and it has a survey feature that Microsoft hasn't even made yet.
Next is Mariah from Shakopee High School talking about the cost of Google Docs.
Believe it or not, Google Docs is completely free. If you have a computer or a laptop with internet connection, you can have Google Docs. All you have to do is search Google Docs or go to www.google.com/docs and sign up for an account. No money involved. Now, the climax of our podcast, we have an interview with Dr. Friesen, a Google-certified teacher from West Junior High who has visited the Google headquarters in Chicago. Our first question, how does Google Docs benefit teachers?
One application of Google Docs benefiting teachers is for professional development. A spreadsheet can be created, all the teachers can be invited, and then professional development hours and tracking can take place on one common spreadsheet so everyone can see and determine where they are on that spreadsheet.
Do you think that more teachers should include Google Docs into their classes?
I think the teacher should be aware that it's a tool so that they can encourage the students to use it. I think there are great advantages for students using Google Docs in their classes. And if teachers knew about it, they'd be able to say it's an option and model how to use it for their particular classes.
Thank you, Dr. Friesen, for your input. Try making your own Google Docs just to try it out. Invite friends to collaborate and edit and see what you come up with. Or, next time you have an assignment, use Google Docs versus Microsoft.
Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another 619 production.